From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State unleashed an unprecedented wave of airstrikes in support of Iraq's operation to retake Mosul, according to officials Monday. A week after Iraqi forces launched the offensive to push IS jihadists from their last major bastion in the country, the U.S. envoy to the anti-IS coalition said Monday that an air war had reached its highest level yet. Brent McGurk on Twitter said, "All objectives have met thus far, and more coalition airstrikes than any other seven-day period of war against ISIL. There were 32 strikes with 1,776 munitions delivered," according to a spokesman for the coalition. Migrants lugging meager belongings boarded buses Monday, taking them away from Calais jungle under a French plan to raise a notorious camp, a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Scores lined up in pre-dawn cold outside a hangar. They're supposed to relocate at least 2,500 people the first day. Indian police Monday killed at least 21 rebels in a shootout in eastern India, according to a local police officer. Police said they ambushed a meeting of 30 to 40 Maoists in a forest near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states. Russia said Monday it's not currently considering a new truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a brief ceasefire ended at the weekend. Sergei Rybinkov said the question of renewing the humanitarian pause is not relevant now. This is VOA News.